The federal disarray over health care policy has put the onus back on states to do what they can to prevent mass spikes in the uninsured, or getting lost in Washington, D.C.'s limbo, or just getting something in place now that federal action on health care is far from certain. Expanding Medicaid under the old Affordable Care Act is the option taken by states like Kansas, Virginia, and Maine. Kansas's Republican-controlled legislature approved coverage for nearly 200,000 additional people, but Governor Sam Brownback vetoed the bill today. That's a familiar story in Maine, where the legislature has passed Medicaid expansion six times, and Republican Governor Paul LePage has vetoed it six times. Republican State Senator from Maine, Thomas Saviello, has led the bipartisan effort to pass the expansion in that state, and Republican freshman State Senator from Kansas, Randall Hardy, is also with us. Welcome, gentlemen.
Good day.
Thank you.
Good to be on.
So, Senator Hardy, what do you think's going on here, and is this kind of a workaround, a Republican workaround for what's going on in Washington, D.C.?
You know, John, I think that this is a response to that in part. But in Kansas, we have 107 rural hospitals, and of those 107, 31 are showing signs of closing. And my concern is that we're asking these hospitals to absorb the cost of the uninsured, where I believe those costs should be more fairly placed on the general population.
And that certainly was the debate in healthcare going back to Obamacare, and it's resurfaced in this debate right now in Washington, D.C., even though nothing could get done. Would you say 200,000 additional people in Kansas is about right?
I would say the number is somewhat lower than that, 150 to 170,000, but it's a substantial number of uninsured people.
And they're all voters, right?
Absolutely. But, you know, I think it's also the right thing to do. These people are using emergency departments as their primary care physician. That is wasteful. That is expensive. There are better ways to manage medicine. And that was another thought of ours when we decided to try to expand Medicaid.
Senator Saviello, now in Maine, lawmakers really want to do this expansion, but the governor is against you. Anything going to change here?
Well, the big change is that the citizens have taken it into their own hands. They're really basically tired of being no, 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 no six times. And we have a citizens petition that gathered about 70,000 signatures, which means that this Medicaid expansion will, in fact, go to the voters in November of 2017. So it's going to happen, and I suspect it will pass. The sentiment, I mean, my polling data show that over 62% of the population supported this expansion, and they'll be able to go to the polling booth and make it happen.
We're talking to Maine State Senator Thomas Saviello, also freshman Kansas State Senator Randall Hardy. This is The Takeaway. So, Senator Saviello, has this been a meeting of the minds of Republicans in Maine, or Republicans and Democrats in Maine, concluding that whatever is going on in Washington, it's not terribly concerned with actual health care?
Well, you know, in Maine, I think it's more that we had a ideological difference. I don't like Obamacare. I'm not going to vote for Obamacare. So when we talk about bipartisan, I want to be very clear that I only got two or three Republicans to come on my side when I put the bills in the last, you know, 6 years. This is my 14th year serving in the Maine legislature. So, and the frustration part is they don't look at, just as Randall talked about, is that, you know, it's rural hospitals, it's poor people that need this care and health. And if we can take care of them, we can take care of a lot of other things at the same time. Unfortunately, I could never get that message across. So the people, as I said, got frustrated and said, that's it. We'll take it in our own hands.
Now, Senator Hardy, you know, a lot of people got elected with this kill Obamacare, repeal Obamacare, get rid of Obamacare. I mean, certainly a lot of people voted for that to happen. It didn't happen. In Washington, they couldn't get it done. I'm wondering if Republicans in Kansas are more concerned now about actual health care than they are with this repeal Obamacare business.
We started coming from a different direction back before the election in November. Kansas was in a quagmire financially, and the voters in Kansas finally realized that we needed to change direction, and a more moderate legislature was elected in November. And so in our Senate, we had 16 Republicans and 9 Democrats vote for the expansion of Medicaid as a result.
The both of you, why don't you pretend that we're sitting down in a room with Paul Ryan, Senator Hardy and Senator Saviello. What would you tell Paul Ryan as a lesson out of all this from your perspective?
And my only lesson is that I give Paul Ryan credit. He tried to make it happen. I don't think that they went out and spent the time they needed to understand what has happened with Obamacare in various states, and that it has been successful. Yes, it needs some tinkering. Yes, it needs some work, but it doesn't need to be completely gutted. And that would have been my message to him if I had been down in Washington.
Senator Hardy?
Only being in a legislature 11 weeks, I have learned one thing, and that is nothing happens quickly. Nothing happens quickly on the state level. I can't imagine something happening that quickly on the national level. I think they should have taken their time and gotten buy-in from all kinds of groups and ideological divides, and then try to make it happen.
Senator Hardy, that's 11 weeks of wisdom right there. I'm hearing.
I learned quickly.
Freshman Kansas State Senator Randall Hardy and Maine State Senator Thomas Saviello, both experiencing their own experience with health care in their states as they deal with the aftermath of what didn't happen in Washington, D.C. Senators, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.